Hey, you. Yeah, you. Do you see anyone else left? Why haven't you gone home yet? Anatomy lab's been over for like 20 minutes. It's so late, campus is dark. The professor left the door on auto lock for when we leave, like usual. Well, I was gonna pack up, but saw you still in here, studying away. Thought you'd notice we were the only ones left after a minute, but then 10 minutes passed, and here we are. Are you worried about the exam or something? Aren't you like the smartest kid in class? Yeah, whatever. You stutter and act nervous, but I know you're the one who's been setting the grading curve. I sit behind you in lecture hall, dummy. I see your scores. Did you have to get a 98 on the quarterfinal? Relax, easy. I'm just teasing you. Wait, did you just say I was pretty? Yeah, you totally did. I'm sorry, I'm not used to talking to pretty girls then. Well, if you did mean it, thanks. I work hard to look this good. Ah, yes, am I ready for the test? Very tactical conversation change. I do well enough in class, I guess. A's and B's to keep my scholarship, despite this year's soccer schedule running me ragged. It feels like we've played twice as many matches since we went up a division. I don't think I've seen you in the stands before. I mean, I know the men's teams always get the bigger crowds, but still. No love for the game? Not really. Don't blush. It's no big deal. What do you like then? You're in forensics? No way. Yes, I know it's not the police kind. I'm not dumb. It's like that speech and debate thingy. I don't know. It's just you're so shy. Hard to imagine you giving speeches to crowds. Or maybe you're just shy around me. You're kind of cute, you know, when you stammer like that. Anyway, what station are you looking at? Let's see. Oh, this one's easy. It'll probably be the bonus question. From the examples, identify whether this is a female or male pelvis bone and list your reasoning. You have to know this one. I mean, I guess it's a little harder with no references, but come on. Okay, I'll give you a hint. The difference is in the function. Still nothing? All right, let's try this. Stand next to the model. You heard me. Stand next to Skellington like a good boy. Just when I thought your face couldn't get any redder. It's for science. Come on. And take your jacket off, you dork. There now. This outer part of your hips are your ilium. Your shorts kind of sit on top of them, but I can still trace them to show you. Like this. If you look at the model, you can tell that its ilium are a bit further apart. See how wide the spacing in the center is? That would start right about here-ish, above your waistband. So, any educated guesses about what sex our friend here is? Correct. The skeleton here has a female pelvis. And for what reason do you think Lady Skellington needs her pelvis to be that shape? Correct again. If she ever gets pregnant. I think it's a little too late for our friend here, but I think you're going to do just fine on this test, little scholar. You've studied enough. The rest will come to you. Yeah, I still do have my hands on your waist. You're surprisingly delicate for someone bigger than me. Do you mind? I'll take your mouth opening and closing like a fish as a no. I noticed that someone else decided to join us during our demonstration. Oh, don't look so panicked. I'm talking about that tent in your pants, you goof. Oh, sure. Of course not. It's just a physiological reaction. Yeah. So I suppose if I just. It's just my body reacting to your body. And if I kissed your neck too. That soft sound you make is just a physiological reaction, of course. We should probably do something about this reaction, huh? I can take care of it. I mean, it is my fault. Perhaps I could rub it to reduce the swelling, you know? So I'll just slip my fingers under your shorts and. Fuck, you're even harder than I thought. But it's okay. Nothing but a reaction, I'm sure. Nothing to do with what my teammate told me earlier about a certain cute, nerdy guy asking about me. Trying so hard to casually ask if I had a boyfriend. No, nothing to do with that at all. You're even cuter when you shiver. That's right. I know about that. How crestfallen she said you looked when she said she didn't know. But now I have you here, so you can hear it from the source. Don't interrupt. Be a good boy and listen to me. Lean against the table while I stroke your poor throbbing cock, nice and slow. Don't close your eyes. I want you to look at me. Just see what I'm doing to you as I run my other palm under the hem of your shirt, along your sides. I don't have a boyfriend, but I have had my eye on someone for a while. You see, the shy kid is always staring at me when I'm walking into class. He thinks I'm not looking, but I see him shuffling. Like he's trying to readjust himself so I won't see him while he looks. At first, I thought it was with resentment, because I'm with the jocks, you know? Plenty of people give us those looks, but I smiled at him one time, and I caught him, and he went red. You see, I always sit one row behind him for every lecture. It's like my undesignated spot, and I stare at him too. He always dresses nicely enough, all casual, like he doesn't expect anyone to look at him, to see his cute collarbones slide out from the collar of his shirt, revealing all the skin of his handsome, soft, biteable neck. Oh, fuck that whimper you made. I want to hear it again. Oh, careful. Too loud, and the janitors could catch us. I can feel your pre-cum leaking, though. Even with how slow I'm taking it. I know you want this. I saw how wide your eyes were when I wore that skirt last Tuesday. You look like you want to say something. Do you want it faster? Don't just nod. Ask me. Ask me to stroke your cock faster. There's a good boy. Here you go. Does that feel better? You're trembling a bit. You're too cute. Have I said that yet? I can tell you're gonna come soon, but I don't think you want to make a mess of your pants, though. Do you want to finish in my mouth? Just when I think you can't blush any harder. Come on, you're a good little scholar. You know what you need to do. Beg me to put you in my mouth. Fuck yes. Shove your pants down. this is what it tastes like. Oh.
Mmm.
Such a good, sweet boy. Look me in the eyes. I look all the way from your balls. Just tip. And suck on it. Just a little. Look at me. Your pretty little soccer crush has your cute dirty cock in her mouth. Come for me. Come in my mouth. I want it. Give it to me. Fuck. That was amazing. Come here. You can still taste yourself. Whoops. My bad. But you kind of look like you like it, though. I heard what you said, by the way, when you came. I really like you, too. It's kind of funny to see you all tousled and ruffled like this. That pretty blush across your face. Here, we'll just pull up your underwear and shorts like this, and pull your shirt back down, and there. Back to your usual, normal, adorable. Now, I'm pretty sure our impromptu study session made you miss the last bus back to the dorms. Come on, I'll give you a ride home. Yes, I am. Grab your jacket and backpack and wave Miss Skellington goodbye. It's time to go home. If I see you with bags under your eyes tomorrow, I'll kick your ass with my cleats. Here, take my hand. We're going.